for if someone wouldn't thoughtlessly accept a king, though they were alone, with no one around, and yet the robe is nothing but certain threads spun by worms. And if you admire the dye, this too is the blood of a dead fish. Nevertheless, one would not choose to approach it with polluted hands. I say now, if even a man's garment is something one would not fearlessly touch, what shall we say of the body of him who is God of all, spotless, pure, associated with the divine nature, the body by which we exist and live, by which the gates of hell were torn down and the sanctuaries of heaven opened? How shall we receive this with such arrogance? Let us not, I beg you, let us not destroy ourselves with our irreverence, but with all fear and purity draw near to it. And when you see it before you, tell yourself, because of this body, I am no longer dust and ashes, no longer a captive, but free. Because of this, I hope for heaven, and to receive the good things therein, eternal life, the portion of angels, conversation with Christ. This body, nailed and scourged, overcame more than death. This body, the very sun saw being sacrificed and veered its rays. Because of this, both the veil was torn in that moment, and rocks split apart, and the whole earth was shaken. This is indeed that body, the blood-covered, the pierced, and from which flowed the saving fountains, one of blood, the other of water for all the world.